B'tachin for Life, Shir 851, Thursday, Parshas Boy. We are discussing the psukim in Tehillim that explain the purpose of B'tachin. V'hisana gal Hashem, v'yiten l'cha mishales libecha. You should enjoy your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And we explained that the Pasuk says, B'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. The Pasuk begins that you should have B'tachin and you should do good. And then you'll be Zeicha Tahatzlacha. It seems to be that B'tachin needs Asei Toiv. And the answer is that is not the purpose of what David HaMelech was saying. That's not his point. Of course, B'tachin works even if a person has Averus. Afilu Rasha, Ibeiteach B'Hashem, Chesed Yisevevenu. Like we explained many times. David HaMelech over here is explaining the purpose. The purpose of B'tachin. You want to attain the goal of B'tachin, like we explained, V'yisana gal Hashem. What leads you to V'yisana gal Hashem? B'tachin is a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. A person that strengthens his B'tachin is strengthening his relationship. If he does mitzvahs, if that B'tachin brings him closer, V'asei toiv, if the B'tachin generates mitzvahs, which the B'tachin will, a person that has real B'tachin will automatically strengthen in every area of Avodas Hashem. It's automatic. When you have that relationship, automatically mitzvahs come from that relationship. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. B'tach b'Hashem, have B'tachin. Ve'asei toiv, and you will do good. Mikoyach le'B'tachin, because you have B'tachin, because you have this relationship with Rabbeinu Shleilam, it will develop into Asei Toiv. When a person attains this, Shechon Eretz, you'll live in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have tremendous Hatzlacha. We're talking about a person that developed a relationship through B'tachin. And ultimately, V'hisana gal Hashem v'yitin l'cha mishalis libecha. Ultimately, you'll have an enjoyment with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Do you need the Asei Toiv? You don't. B'tachin itself will do it. But if you want to attain the peak, if you want to know what V'hisaneh gal Hashem means, V'hisaneh gal Hashem means that a person works on his B'tachin. He feels B'tachin in the Rabbeinu Shalom, he feels the relationship. And then he's Asei Toiv. And then his mitzvahs and the actions that he does are built on that relationship. Then a person will experience V'hisaneh gal Hashem. There's an element of V'hisana gal Hashem without Asei Toiv, but it's not the peak. And we'll explain what V'hisana gal Hashem means. The essence of V'hisana gal Hashem is the relationship. The relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam is the tainug. That's the enjoyment. When you feel that relationship, you will feel enjoyment. In Olam Haba, we sit and enjoy. The reason why it's all about enjoyment is because it's a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam is tainug, is oinig, is enjoyment. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. If your B'tachin is a real relationship, then it will be Asei Toiv. It will lead you to do mitzvahs with the foundation of B'tachin, with the feeling of the relationship of B'tachin. And ultimately, you will have V'hisana gal Hashem, V'yitan l'cha mishalis libecha. Ultimately, you'll have the peak. You'll have the tainug, you'll have the enjoyment of the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Real B'tachin, real relationship will automatically cause a person to be Asei Toiv. If B'tachin does not cause a person to enhance his Avodas Hashem, there's something missing in the B'tachin. It's not that you won't get what you want. It's not that you won't get bracha, you will. But it's a demonstration of a lack in your B'tachin. If your B'tachin doesn't drive you to do more mitzvahs, to be Asei Toiv, it's missing in the relationship. We'll, Be'ez Hashem, continue this important concept.